The portal is not even open yet, and we're already having a transfer Tuesday on the podcast daily. That is Bill Landis. I am Austin Ward. And we did not hear directly from Dallin Hayden, but 247 and On3 Sports both reported on Monday that Dallin Hayden had informed Ohio State that he would be entering the transfer portal when that opens next week. So we've not heard from Ohio State directly, not heard from Dallin Hayden directly, although he was responding to some messages that appeared on social media indicating that that decision was made. So it doesn't seem like, Bill, that he will be practicing for the rest of this week, the final week of spring camp for Ohio State. And weirdly, there are already places and destinations that seem like they've got the inside track to Dallin Hayden, who's not even in the portal.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird how that works out. That's like, you know, that's the state of play now. You cannot like it. I don't know that it's like overly nefarious, but but it is the way that college football has gone, that you know, guys sort of know where they're going or have an idea of where they might be going even before they are officially transferring. So seems like Dallin Hayden could have a couple of good options for himself, but one of those will not be Ohio State.
Yeah. So what's the initial takeaway from that, Bill? Like, he's third on the depth chart. When we got ready for spring camp and spring practice, I think you and I have both been really high on his ability, and he was going to, even if he was not going to take a ton of carries away directly from Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson, that there was a role for him to play and a bright future, and the chances that he's got to play. I know we've been pretty high on his ability, but it didn't translate. He had the red shirt last year, and now that decision seems even stranger in hindsight than it already was, because Ohio State doesn't get the benefit of this and somebody else does.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I was surprised, right? Like, I guess the mere fact that Dallin Hayden was on the roster at the start of spring practice certainly in my mind increased the chances that he would be here in the fall. But once Tony Alford left, like, I thought there might be some movement in the room, or maybe if Dallin Hayden had been thinking some type of way prior to that happening, and then let that happen, like if that were the final straw, then I don't know that I'm floored by that. It's a deal worth paying attention to, I think. Like, he's a really good running back, I think. Wherever he goes, I think that team's going to get a solid back who is capable of starting, I think, probably at most power programs, including Ohio State. It just so happens that Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins are here. And if Dallin Hayden didn't want to wait around for another year being at best the third option, and I think he would have been, right? I don't think he was in jeopardy of either of the two freshmen, James Peoples or Sam Williams Dixon, cutting into his snap count. But it's also maybe fair to ask yourself, like, how much is going to be on the table when you have two backs like Travion and Quinshon are already on the roster? I kind of thought that maybe the answer to that question could be more than you think because of the length of the season. And the fact that they redshirted Dallin Hayden last year, so obviously they couldn't do that again. So maybe there would have been more opportunity for him that way. So I don't know. I guess I'm of two minds. Like, one, like, no, maybe not even two minds. Maybe it's all one coherent thought. But it's been a long weekend. Sorry.
Oh yeah, what'd you do?
Yeah, went to the showcase of the Immortals of Philadelphia. Yeah. I think it's like it's something that Ohio State needs to address. Right. It's not like a red flag, oh my God, what are they going to do kind of departure. But I do think they probably need more depth in the running back room now. And you know, on the other flip side of that coin, I guess, like, I kind of get where Dallin Hayden's coming from, because I think he is probably too good for what would have been available for him at Ohio State this year.
Yeah, I don't mean this to sound like naive to the new age of college football, because I certainly understand it very well. But, or at least as well as I possibly could, I guess. When Dallin Hayden accepted, and he talked about it again last week, which is another part of what I'm going to get to, you know, accepted the red shirt and the plan, and then decided to stick with Ohio State through the winter transfer portal window, I thought, okay, well, he is really committed to, whether that's the idea of the brotherhood, to a plan down the road, combination of both, all things, living in Columbus, whatever. He wants to play for the Buckeyes and is willing to make some sacrifices or give some things up in order to do so. And, like, if he wanted to leave, I thought he would have done that in January. Now, certainly the situation can change. I understand all that. Change your mind, change an offer that you might get. I understand that all those things can happen. Your position coach also leaves. And Tony Alford was obviously pivotal in having those conversations about the red shirt a year ago and in the development plan and to getting him ready. But it felt like after all that, and then not declining to talk with the media last week, which he certainly could have, coming out for a media session when he knew what some of the questions were going to be about, I was like, okay, mature approach here, knowing that, must be committed to that decision long term. I think that's the surprise for me. Yeah. Going to the start of the week, it's like we just talked to him 5 days ago and it was like everything is still on course. Now could have been in the works for a lot longer than that. He wanted to see where he stood through two-thirds of or almost all of spring camp really before making that call, and I don't fault him for making that decision in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying that it felt to me like there were a lot of signs pointing to him being, you know, wanting to stay. I don't want to frame this as like decommitting or doing something wrong. I don't think mm-hmm. he did do anything wrong, but it felt like, all right, he is fully locked in here for the foreseeable future. That's the surprise for me.
Yeah, the timing's odd, I think, right? Given the context of everything you just said, it's not the decision itself, I don't think, is surprising. Like it kind of coming out now as opposed to him just like running out the rest of spring, maybe even like I don't know, having a good spring game. I maybe he doesn't need it. I guess like there's probably enough on film already of Dallin Hayden for teams to know what they would be getting from him, but there was certainly an opportunity for him to, like, I don't know, be like the star of the spring game, maybe. I don't know if that mattered to him or not. And that could have, you know, boosted his earning potential. I don't know. Maybe as he looked at opportunities in the transfer portal. I also think that maybe Dallin Hayden is not the type of person to concern himself with like the optics, I guess. Maybe that's probably not the right word, but it's the only word that comes to mind, of like doing a media session if you kind of knew you were already leaving. Like I think he just like sits down and answers the questions and then leaves and like doesn't put much more thought into it other than that. And I think that's okay. But him doing that, I do think projects some stability to your point, right? Which does make this a little surprising. But I don't know. This is me guessing. You said it, like we haven't really talked to Dallin, we haven't talked to anybody. And I also don't mean this to reflect poorly on Carlos Lachlan, the new running backs coach, but I really just think like the Tony Alford decision to leave like probably was the nudge that Dallin Hayden needed to think that he needed a fresh start somewhere else, which again, I don't necessarily fault him for. Maybe it just, I don't know. It's not his fault either that Tony Alford decided to leave in the middle of spring ball, right? Like certainly there's a better alternative to this where maybe he decides to do this in the winter and Ohio State has more time to adjust to that and look for another running back. But I still think they can find a depth running back even after this. So I don't think it's all that detrimental to Ohio State, at least in terms of like being able to fill the roster hole. I don't mean to say like I don't think Dallin Hayden's a good player, because again, I do think he is. But it's just a weird thing. Like, and who knows, like plans might change too, right? He might have sat down with us last week fully thinking that he was going to be here. And then who knows who gets into his ear and says like, hey, you could have this opportunity here, here, or here. And then you kind of rethink what you might be doing moving forward. So it's odd. I don't, not like a bad way, just in like a, what are you going to do kind of way.
I think the oddity even spills over to the fact that like, if we're going to assume that Tony Alford's decision to leave is some part of this, and it may not be at all. If it is, like, that's the guy who decided playing time the last couple of years. And I think clearly,
yeah,
Dallin Hayden would have expected to play more, especially after what he did in November of his freshman season, where it was like, holy cow, Ohio State suddenly stumbled upon another ready to go true freshman weapon. And it didn't happen. And we heard a lot of things, and it was difficult to pin down Ohio State fully on this, where it was like, it seems like ball security, that seems to be an issue in practice. And then last year it was a little bit more of like, you got to be able to pick up blitzes. And like, you know, I think that's got to be frustrating for somebody who picks up yards and scores touchdowns every opportunity he gets to actually go out and play at running back and do the things that a running back, you know, wants to do with the football in his hands. Mm-hmm. And then that's why I thought like, well, maybe there's another element here of all these things that seem to be trending in the direction of staying, at least from the outside, it's like maybe the fresh start that Dallin Hayden needed was just Carlos Lachlan coming in. And all those things, I don't know. I can't, only Dallin Hayden can answer that. And he didn't even really seem to be hinting that that was on his mind. He was talking about belief that he could carve out a role, even with Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson on the roster, and that he believed he was, you know, capable, and that he would be playing in some capacity for Ohio State this season, and that he hadn't lost any confidence in his future. But again, that's nothing more than just trying to come to terms with something that, you know, maybe wasn't all that difficult of a decision for him in the long run. If some of these schools that are in the mix, and Tennessee was, Dallin Hayden is going to go to Tennessee, but they've been trying to get him back down into that state to play for the Vols since the moment he arrived. So If there's an increasing level of desperation, or if an SEC school already lost their starting running back and basically wound up maybe trying to make a trade here,
What school could you possibly be talking about?
I'm just spitballing things out there, but I just maybe that's too much analysis of a decision that perhaps wasn't all that hard for him. If the size of the bags got larger and larger, and you were still stuck in the third role, and you think that your ceiling's better, like that maybe is not that hard. I don't know. Only he can answer that. And he doesn't even have to. Like, it's his decision, and I've said it a couple times already. I don't fault him for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just didn't think that it was going to be coming, and certainly we know that it's been talked about as a possibility for a long time, but it didn't seem like it was quite over the hump to that point.
Yeah, I think it's also important maybe to like try to put your feet in his shoes for a second here, and like the redshirt thing never made much sense to me. But as you said, like the times we've gotten to ask him about it, he said, I was on board with the decision. I think you could tell like he didn't love it, but I think he maybe understood it, or like the long-term view of it perhaps. But then you get into this season and like all of a sudden your status hasn't changed much, because they went out and got another really good running back in the room. Like if the payoff at the end of redshirting was going to be like either you're running back one because Travion Henderson and Mayan Williams went to the NFL, or you know, Travion decides to come back and you're running back two, which is still drastically different from what Mayan was last year. Like that payoff maybe is worth it. I don't know, or at least helps you accept what your role was last year. But then that wasn't the case. So like I again don't fault him either if he didn't necessarily want to find himself in that position again. Cause even though he has this extra year of eligibility available to him, I think I'd still be surprised if he uses it. Cause I think he's a good player, and if he has two productive seasons, then I don't know. Well, I guess that would be it then.
If he has one of those seasons this year and then the one after that, there would still be an opportunity for him. Like that's three. So right. It's not 1993 anymore. That's the part that didn't make sense to me. Like, you were going to get, no one is going to get 5 years of Dallin Hayden if he's living up to the potential that he's already flashed in games for Ohio State. Like, I don't want to relitigate it again. I just found it to be one of the most puzzling roster management choices that they made last year. Like, I didn't understand the upside for anybody. Right. I mean, maybe I understand a little bit if Dallin Hayden wants to retain flexibility and options for his future. And to some extent, you could also apply that to Ohio State. But if what we're talking about is true about him being an NFL caliber running back down the road, which I think he absolutely is, he's not going to stay in college for 5 years. He's just not. And at that position, you're continuing to recruit 4-star and above talent at Ohio State. The Cadillac position, as they've all, you know, like to call it, dating back, you know, dozens of years now. It didn't seem like something that made any real sense and had actual long-term value for anybody.
Right, you know, I do agree with that, but I also like I don't know that I'm sitting here thinking to myself either that decision is something that has led Dallin Hayden to make this decision. Right, I actually think had he not redshirted last year and only had two more years of eligibility left and was like guaranteed that one of them, he was going to be the third running back here, that probably is more pressure to want to leave than mm-hmm. less. So like, I think it's like two separate conversations. Like that was weird. I don't think it's what pushed him out the door necessarily, or it wasn't like the main reason. I don't think. I think it's still like a playing time issue either way. I don't know that not redshirting him last year avoids this conversation. I think we're still having this conversation and perhaps even having it like a little bit louder. If he was in a position where he only had 2 years left. So I don't know. It was strange. Like, he definitely could have helped them last year. I think. And I think he could have helped them this year. Like, I'm on record saying, I think they're going to run the ball a whole lot. I think they're going to need three running backs over the course of the season. And that's not like predicting injuries. That's just me predicting that I think they're going to run it a lot. And it helps you to spread the ball around to make sure that Travion and Quinshon are at their freshest at the end of the year when it matters most, or at their freshest for the three biggest games of the year, plus whatever comes in the postseason. We know what those games are. Now I think they probably need to find somebody who they can reliably believe in to shoulder some sort of workload. Like, I don't, as much as I like the upside of James Peoples and Sam Williams Dixon, I don't know that I want to have either one of those guys as running back three right now. So I think they do need to do something here and try to find a player that has some experience somewhere in college football that can be the third guy in the system. And I understand that that's not the most compelling sales pitch, but it probably is to some guys who are at some lower level programs who might be interested in going to help a team like Ohio State chase a national championship, even if it means sacrificing some touches. So I would expect Ohio State to do that now at this point, when the window officially opens in a couple days, or I guess next week. So that suddenly becomes a need for them now, when I wasn't necessarily looking at it to be one for them.
Yeah. And we know that there has been at least one crystal ball out there for another, speaking of transfer and tampering Tuesday on the podcast daily. Yeah. Projections that there may be a transfer out there who already has Ohio State in mind or would like to jump in the mix. And maybe some of these dominoes were already in motion, even if we weren't expecting it to happen at this exact juncture. But when you look at that, Bill, like, the overhaul of this room happened in a real hurry.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild to look at this depth chart compared to what, I don't know, on November 28th or something, 29th, December 1st, with still the possibility that Chip Traynham could come back, Mayan Williams could have come back, Travion Henderson could have come back, Dallin Hayden looked like he was coming back. And now, other than Travion, they're all gone. And Quinshon Judkins is here. James Peeple and Sam Williams Dixon have arrived. Like, and Tony Alford is gone. And Carlos Lachlan has taken over that group as the position coach. Like, that's pretty dramatic, especially for something where we're talking about Ohio State, again, wanting to probably run the football a lot more. How they're doing that and who they're doing it with is very different, very, very different than 5 months ago.
Yeah. It is. It's pretty crazy. I think, like, again, I'm not. I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way. I think, like, the running back position is maybe the easiest to try to retool if you have to do it in the offseason. But you want to make sure you have star power, especially in a place like Ohio State. And they definitely have it with Travion and Quinshon. But you want to have depth, and the depth looks drastically different than we expected it to look like this year. I don't know that I think that means it's bad, as long as they address it with an addition here in the second portal window. But yeah, it's not. I had a hard time, like, wrapping my mind around last year, like toward the end of last year, like what exactly Ohio State's hopes and dreams were for the position in terms of, like, who might come back and what this room might look like. I bet you any amount of money it wasn't this, but I still think they're in an okay spot. The player, by the way, that we were alluding to is Kyron Lynch Adams at UMass, who's from Ohio. Has also played at Rutgers, was an 1,000-yard rusher last year. But, like, that's a guy who had, like, 200-something touches last year, right? If that guy decides he wants to come to Ohio State, he's getting less than half that, I would think. But I actually do think there's probably the number I had in my mind, like, that I felt like Dallin Hayden might get this year, is, like, 100 touches, like, close to 100 touches. So I think that's probably what you're trying to sell if you're Ohio State to whoever might be out there, whether it's Lynch Adams or somebody else. But yeah, it is a vastly different looking room than we probably thought it was going to be, what, 4 months ago. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Well, we'll get a look at what it's like, the current iteration of it. We have an open practice window on Friday, and then the spring game, of course, is Saturday. So the final week of camp, coverage ramping up here. Got it off to a bit more of a aggressive start to the week than I thought. Yeah. We're going to be back in Roosters later on today, Tuesday. And then Ryan Day and Carlos Lachlan will be talking on Wednesday. So maybe there'll be some more Down Hayden conversation along with getting ready for the spring game at that point as well. So stick with us all week on the podcast and on the podcast daily as we cover Ohio State to the best of our abilities before they head into the offseason. He is Bill Landis. I am Austin Ward. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later.